Hello, and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Scrooge Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we remain in the letter of James. We're still in chapter 1 today as we turn to verses 12 through 18. Blessed is the man who perseveres in temptation, for when he has been proved, he will receive the crown of life that he promised to those who love him. No one experiencing temptation should say, "I am being tempted by God." For God is not subject to temptation to evil, and he himself tempts no one. Rather, each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire conceives and brings forth sin, and when sin reaches maturity, it gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. All good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So today in James 1, verses 12 through 18, we encounter a profound insights about temptation, sin, and the nature of God's gifts. Verse 12 begins with a beatitude stating, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial." Here, James emphasizes the importance of endurance in the face of challenges. It is within these trials that our faith is tested, often leading to spiritual maturity. However, he warns that the source of temptation is not God. Instead, it comes from our own desires. As we give in to these desires, they conceive sin. And when sin reaches maturity, it ultimately leads to death. This stark reality underscores the gravity of sin and the necessity of vigilance over our hearts. In contrast to the destructive nature of sin, James declares in verse 17, "Every good and perfect gift is from above." This affirmation reminds us that God, the Father of lights, does not change or shift like shadows. Instead, he is the ultimate source of goodness, grace, and divine gifts. Unlike the fleeting temptations that lead to sin and death, his gift brings life, hope, and sustenance for our souls. These verses collectively serve as a reminder of the opposition we face daily. On one hand, we are met with appealing desires that, if indulged, can lead us down a perilous path towards death. On the other hand, we can embrace the perfect gifts from our Creator, which nurture our faith and lead to eternal life. As we navigate life's trials, let us remain steadfast, choosing to resist temptation and seek the goodness that comes from above. In this pursuit, we find true fulfillment, not just in the gifts, but in the giver himself. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness at the Savior's command. Informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. You know, we always pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We have constant prayers for our niece Brittany and her brain cancer. We're still praying for our good friend James. We had a good day with him yesterday. Had Mass with him midday. And enjoyed some meal with him, breaking bread. Continue to pray for our good friend James and his transition. And we pray all of this in Jesus' precious blood. By his name do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from James 1. It's verses 12 through 18. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, A Kind of First Fruits of His Creatures. In trials we find our strength anew. James speaks of tests that come to you. Blessed is the one who stands the strain. Through steadfast faith they have eternal gain. For when we've weathered the storms of strife, the crown of life awaits, eternal life. Temptation's snare may twist and bend, but don't be deceived, it's not our true friend. Each gift we cherish, every perfect line, comes from above, from the Father divine. In heavenly light there's no shadow or change. His love and grace remain forever strange. He brings forth life like the first dawn's ray. In us, his children, he lights the way. So let us rejoice in trials we face, for in them we find God's boundless grace. With wisdom and patience, let's walk the road, trusting in him as our burdens unfold. For every good gift is from his embrace. In the heart of our trials, we find his face. Amen. I am Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's February 17th, 2026. I'm recording this morning at 4:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, you're a first fruit of his creation. So practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my wonderful day's love of sharing the gospel, to those friends of mine around the world, I bid you a good day in the Lord. And my good friend John, God bless you too, and Marie, as we close today in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.